So there we go. Thanks, Coach Keesby is grabbing him here, and he's gonna join us, and we'll give him the Dick Ketzik Memorial headset there. Coach, nice game.
Thank you.
Congratulations. What'd you see out there?
A lot of unselfish play. We had guys step up and hit threes that they have been hitting in practice, but we have yet to see it as much in game. So it was nice to see those other role players, Carter, Owen, Gabe getting offensive rebounds, find success tonight and kind of get into a rhythm.
Yeah, that was notable. I don't know if you noticed this. I can't imagine that you would have, but your first 10 points were five different players.
Wow.
So you had 2-2-2-2-2 on the scoreboard there, and we saw it there too, and it was like, whoa, what are the MOs going to focus on here? Because we know Davey can score. We know Prince can initiate some things. We know you got some different players there, but it was evident from the jump is what I'm saying, and very good balanced attack that way as it went. And then the three ball started going for you. I think you were 5 for 6 in the third quarter.
Yeah. As teams key on our main scorers, it's great to see those role players step up. Like I said, they knock them down in practice. They put in work. It's just we have yet to kind of see a game where they really, really get into a rhythm. So hopefully this sparks them, and we need guys to step up like that, especially if our other players are struggling. It's great to see that scoring all around.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to talk to Davey here in a second, but he was pretty cold to start the game, and so you needed a little boost from other people, whether it be offensive rebounds or transition baskets or just finding another way of getting it. You knew he was going to come around. He always does, but, getting those role players going, what's that mean for what you guys can build on moving forward?
It's huge that other guys can step up. And Lonnie was missing him to come out in the beginning. And the thing with him as a basketball player and his confidence, he knows he's a great shooter. He knows it's a matter of time when they're going to start going in. When he misses and he misses, he knows that third, fourth, fifth one has got to go in. He puts in too much work. So it's just a matter of time, and that says everything about his confidence and his work ethic. But in the meantime, until those do go in, and until he gets into a rhythm, whether it's threes, layups, or at the free throw line, those other guys stepping up, to keep us in games or to grow leads, until our main scorers get going, it's huge for us. Especially if we're going to talk around overall success of a program, and moving forward, being successful in years to come in districts, we need other guys scoring. It can't be one. The youth is too talented with players. So to see that tonight was it was a good sight to see.
Yeah, I think so. Defensively, notably for us, observing you guys just a couple times a year, your defense is very connected. It's very that's how I always put it. That's where even if there's a crack somewhere, it gets closed real quick and then fortified pretty good. Is that an emphasis you have in your program, and where do you see that developing?
Yeah, absolutely. We work on defense every day. It's kind of our main staple of our team, and we want guys to be on a string, five guys on a string out there. And it was tough, starting the year because, these guys haven't played together. It's picking from freshmen to sophomores or junior and then one senior, so it's meshing this group together, and you can finally see, when a guy breaks down a defense assignment, the next guy has his back, and the next guy rotates, and the next guy rotates, and that's just everyone being on a string. We're not going to be perfect defensively. Players are too good, teams are good, so we need to be able to correct our mistakes just by rotating and stay on the string.
Yeah, that's it's impressive. It's notable that you guys work on that a lot. I would just compliment you if that's an emphasis. It's working. We don't see a lot of that. And when we do, it's notable and something that coaches generally tend to work on. So that sounds good. So the rest of the week, you got a couple of big ones coming up.
Yeah.
Marquette and Kingsford, are they here or on the road?
They're going to be on the road.
Both of them.
Both on the road.
Yeah. So home cooking is over, and you're making the big trip north and the big trip west to take on some old Great Northern foes that the banners still hang up there, even though you're mid-Penn.
Really? We're both.
Oh, you're both. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's how it goes. Two conferences are the norm.